Hey everyone, welcome to episode 0 of the Shields Down podcast, an unofficial Halo esports show dedicated to North American players, teams, and tournaments. I'm one of your hosts, Ryan.
And I'm the other host, Alan.
And we're excited to introduce ourselves to you today. And I'm going first. Again, I'm Ryan. I'm a huge Halo fan, have been playing since obviously Halo 1, and have most recently fallen in love with HCS or Halo Championship Series. Alan?
Yeah, I'm Alan. yeah, I've been playing Halo for a long time as well on the original Xbox over at a friend's house. You know, got into esports because of Optic Gaming and Call of Duty, actually, and fell in love with League of Legends esports and with Cloud9, and then now fallen in love with Halo esports. And it's been amazing with Infinite.
Right, yeah, and that goes with me too. I love LCS. I love League of Legends. I hate the game, okay, but I love the esport. And, you know, Halo Infinite came out and got that campaign, but we started playing the multiplayer and it was very crisp and clean. Very disappointed how the game came out fragmented, but the esport scene came out fucking banging.
Absolutely amazing job.
Right. And Alan and I are like, this is way better than Rainbow Six Siege. This is way better than Overwatch.
Better than Call of Duty.
Better than fucking Call of Duty. And Battlefield non-existent. So why not this, you know, explore this scene? And we figured there's probably a lot of new players. Of course, veteran players or veteran spectators as well. But there's probably a lot of new people coming in because it's so well fucking presented.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're here, hopefully, to fill that void of people talking about North American teams and shit. So what is this show about? And just like the intro said, we're really interested in talking about and learning about. That's the big thing, learning, since we're newbies to the scene, right, Alan?
Yep.
And everyone else might be as well, or whoever's listening. Hopefully someone's listening. But it's all about learning about the players, the orgs, you know, new. There's some new faces that are not obvious to us, but in these tournaments they're rocking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So these orgs, of course, the oldie but goodies that are around, like Alan even said, Optic Gaming, Cloud9, etc. Learning about the upcoming tournaments and how they affect the overall scene, especially North American players and teams, and you know, going over. Because this is Alan's thing, but going over the data.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Yeah. I'm going to nerd out on his data for each tournament that we have.
His boner is hitting me in the leg, and I'm not all too excited about it since we're family. But before we go any further, let me just... He's over on vacation. We're a couple beers in, and we're using one Yeti mic for the intro episode while he's in town. So we're really close. We're nuts the knees here. Yeah, so he's really interested, and I'm really interested of hearing about it, is the data, discovering trends about players and teams, and hopefully being able to predict what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Because this is a very fluid scene, as we could see. You know, just recently in some tournaments and some openers, seeing Optic Gaming perform the way they did, Alan, versus the very first tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Very disappointing.
Right. And luckily, I know so little about the teams that I can easily just, hey, go Cloud9.
I'm bandwagoner.
I've been watching you since Sneaky, that fucking cosplaying freak. So I think I can talk about go Cloud9. And my second favorite, Space Station Gaming, because they have really cool fucking jerseys. If you want to send some to the, we don't have a PO box. Okay. But you know, we'll work something out. I want that jersey. So essentially the show, the format, we're hoping to do at least, or not at least, but at most 2 episodes a month. We got a lot of shit going on in real life. But we want to be able to provide information as it's developing, and for active information or, you know, breaking information, we have a Twitter. We're going to have a Twitter that's just centered on retweeting information. So if you're new like us, you'll have somewhere to go and you can read all the tweets, because we follow all the casters, we follow all the teams, coaches, if they have a Twitter, and some prominent players. But to the most a month. And if it's a low census month, we were just discussing this actually, because we're kind of flying from the hip here. But if there's no tournaments, there's nothing going on, that's when our player profiles and our team profiles are going to shine. And our predictions and the data-driven side of the episodes will shine.
Yeah, I'm excited for the historic players and teams, like some of the teams that aren't around anymore, for the new people that, as we're learning as well, some of the history behind what the HCS started as and what it's grown to now, some of the orgs that have helped start this whole thing and where they're at now, or if they're not even in the HCS anymore.
Right. Yeah. And that's, it's always good to know the history of what you're diving into, what you're watching. Unless you're just purely for entertainment, then I guess you really don't care. But if it's a high census month, and that's tournaments or ramping up for the tournaments, the openers, etc. That's where we really want to focus on the results of those openers or those tournaments, and what, you know, what went wrong and what went great for some teams, and what it means, because while we're North American focused, but what it means for the overall scene,
right?
Like how North, because if you've watched LCS, if you're a fan of LCS, as you know, which is NA, North American centric, you know, North America generally does not fit well against international talent.
They're disappointing,
right? But this is an FES. This
is actually the reverse. North American dominates, which is nice.
So it's all different here. And we don't want to lose sight of the greater picture. We always want to measure North American talent versus everyone else. We just want to go in depth on North American talent, because we don't get paid to do this. We don't be swamped with, well, fucking the two teams in Australia did okay, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I ain't staying up for that shit. You know?
Yep.
You can barely find me watching Korea teams in North America when they're on, when I'm awake, you know? But right. So again, I just want to reiterate, two episodes at most for those high census, low census, one episode. Again, we'll have an active Twitter that runs and retweets all the following information.
Yeah, we'll aggregate all the data so you don't have to keep finding where it is.
Right. And you don't have to be us who follow like 50 freaking accounts just to get a picture of what the hell's going on, especially with the drama with the cheating. I don't know if everyone remembers that. It just freaking happened, but we'll definitely have the drama there too.
Oh, yes. I live for the drama.
And as my eyes melt on Twitter, because every second I die. And possibility of an Instagram. You know, so here's the thing. We didn't really mention this, but we have experience doing podcasts for games. We're both veterans from Couch Cat Gaming. Very indie-centric outfit that we ran with our cousin Brandon. Your brother, Alan, but it was a family ran podcast about indie games and about a game called Simple MMO in the end. I currently do a JRPG, MMORPG centric show, Sword Slime podcast. So we know what we're doing here, kinda. Even if it doesn't sound like it.
Kinda.
So yeah. We know what's going to happen. We know what needs to happen. We'll be there for social media input. We'll have a website that's TBD right now. But we have a good idea of who we're going with and how it's going to look.
Yeah, it's in the process.
Right. And it's, again, a place where you can just, your one-stop shop, especially for new people trying to get into the scene. Because, listen, when I was watching the opener for the first time in Raleigh, freaking North Carolina, okay, too expensive to live there, don't give a fuck. But there were so many teams on the bracket, it was insane. So... there's a lot to learn about here. Especially the top teams moving, because apparently there was upsets during that opener.
The top 16 teams are like,
it's like cryptocurrency. You don't want to look beyond the top 10, but you need to look because someone's
going to come up.
Yeah. Someone's going to come up, and two, they have cool names like Sushi Swap. Okay. I'm just saying that out there. Don't buy Sushi Swap. I want Sushi Swap. But anyway, that's the general outline of the show. Alan, do you have any final input that you'd like to depart on anyone who fucking finds this show on the ether? or the ether, excuse me.
Oh, I think you hit it, the head on the nail there. I'm excited to learn with everyone out there as they listen with us and we figure out what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
And stay with the drama and the data. I'm excited.
And listen, if we're completely fucking wrong,
call us out.
Yeah. We don't want to be wrong.
No, yeah. Tell us we're being dumbasses. Hey, man, you're wrong.
If I say Space Station is the best team in NA, make sure you correct me. I might not stop believing that. Give me a drink. But I will definitely not say that again until data proves it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're here. We want to talk to you. We want to learn from you. And hopefully you want to learn alongside of us. You know, eventually we'll have, you know, the mode or the communication set up where you can talk to us directly, whether it's Twitter, whether maybe it's a Discord channel, or through our website that has, you know, messaging features and contact us features. Because we just want to find other new fans like us and talk about the series and hopefully talk to people who are in the industry, talking to players, talking to casters, coaches, what have you, to better understand HCS, because it is growing and there's a void that needs to be filled.
We're here to fill that void.
Or at least we're saying
maybe.
We're hoping, okay? Yeah. I say this before Alan disappears.
Big dreams.
Yeah.
Big dreams.
One of us disappears or gets kidnapped, but...
it happens.
Yeah, it happens. But yeah, that's it. That's the Shields Down podcast. And again, once we have a website set up, once we have social media set up, well, our Twitter is actually set up. So if you're kind of stoked about what this is going to turn into, we'll have our Twitter handle in the show notes. So you can just click and go. But yeah, we're excited to do this thing. We're excited to talk to all of you. It was a pleasure to meet all of you digitally, so to speak. I'm Ryan.
I'm Alan.
And we're signing off.
See you in episode 1.
Peace.